Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
It has been an emotional week for me, Brooke, finally saying goodbye to my car of 3 years, the 2004 Toyota Camry.
It's kind of become part of your personality, and now it's out of here, but it needs a bit of work.
It needs a little bit of work, mainly. Okay, so I'm trying to get a good price for my trade-in, get a bit of money back in my pocket. The biggest sort of flaw that I noticed with the car is that the digital clock on the dash doesn't work. It occasionally will spring into life just randomly unannounced. It'll be working perfectly, and then otherwise it'll just be a dead black screen.
But you'd kind of expect that if you were going to buy a car. If nothing else, you want a clock.
You want to see the clock. So we thought, let's do some sort of, I can't believe it's gotten to this, but it's gotten to the point where it's like, let's do a Japanese healing ritual. It turns out Sarah from the sales team here at the station is a level one Reiki. She's got the tarot cards. We did a reading, see if we can't diagnose what is wrong with my Camry.
Brooke, we have come down to the Magic 931 car park. We're in front of the 2004 Camry. Sarah has come down to join us. You are a Reiki level one. What does that actually entail?
So with Reiki, it's obviously energy healing. So you just go to the person, you feel over their body without touching them, and you can kind of feel where their energy needs healing. It helps open up to realign their body.
Has it been proven on a Camry?
Not yet. Today could be the day. We could start with the tarot cards and see what that shows up, and then that might help me decide what crystals to use for the healing.
You realise this sounds insane, right?
I don't have any other options, Brooke. Everything is worth a shot.
All right, we'll do it. Let's do it.
The first card.
Boundaries. You need to establish better boundaries. Obviously, the car is not happy, and that is why the light isn't working.
I've somehow wronged the Camry.
You've wronged the Camry by spilling hundreds of thousands in it and using it as your trash can for the last 3 years.
The second card.
Take a break.
This car has a lot of thoughts and feelings, very temperamental. It's feisty, it wants a break, and it is mad at you, Bob.
It's gotten quite dark. Let's keep going.
Final card.
Trust the niggle.
I wouldn't say it's a particularly annoying vehicle. What do you think that could mean, Brooke?
Well, I'm just standing here contemplating the fact that I just had a weird feeling of excitement go through my body as you were picking up the last card, and I don't know if maybe I'm in touch with the Camry at the moment, but I think the niggle is that it's broken. It needs to be fixed. It needs to move on, Bob. That's my guess.
It probably didn't like me pouring all of that mixed herb throughout the seats.
I'm feeling like it is time for the Camry to move on. It's obviously, you know, you've had it for a while now, 3 years, and it's just time to, yeah, move on, new beginnings.
There we have it. Overnight, we did load up the Camry with a selection of crystals. That was deemed the best solution for healing it. I'm not going to drive the car home tonight. I have to take the Magic 931 van. So I think we can just leave it, see how we go in the morning, see if the clock is suddenly working, and we'll know if we can get that price and if the Reiki has worked.